Woodrow Kroll here. When you train one pastor in Ecuador, some donor friends are standing by to train a second pastor.
Call 833-443-5467 or go online at trainapastor.com.
Every gift counts, and now every gift is doubled. Trainapastor.com.
Hi, I'm Matthew. My co-hosts, Brianna, Michael, Paul, and I have found life beyond Mormonism to be brighter than we were told it would be. Join us for discussions about our journeys from Mormon to Jesus.
I'm Brianna from the Outer Brightness Podcast. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Once a world champion wrestler, now a champion for Christ. Once the Russian nightmare, now the devil's worst nightmare. And your tag team partner, Nikita Koloff. It's time to man up.
The proverbial question is, can husbands and wives work together? Well, coming up today, a great interview with a precious couple. Stay tuned. It's time to man up. Nikita Koloff here, the devil's worst nightmare. And in studio today, an amazing couple, a very special couple in my heart to have these two in studio with me, Wendy and David Graham here. And let me just welcome you guys, David and Wendy, welcome.
Thank you, Nikita.
Thank you, Nikita. Good to be here.
Well, it's great to have you guys here all the way up from Kannapolis, K-Town, as they call it down there, North Carolina, and so much fun. And I'm going to just jump right into this because, you know, we met, gosh, I was trying to figure out, guys, maybe you know, I mean, years and years ago through a nutrition company called Vima. It was called Vima back in those days. It has since transitioned and changed names. But how many years ago, David?
I think it's been about 11.
About 11 years. Yep. I think longer than that. Because
really?
I think, yeah, because, well, I was trying to calculate when we met how long I've been drinking this nutritional drink. In my mind, I'm thinking it's about 12 plus years, but because you guys, how long ago did you first get involved in that nutrition company? You remember that?
February of 2006 when we got started.
Okay. So 15 years. So we would have met
about 13 years ago now.
About 2009 or so, I think, or 2010, somewhere in there is when I met you guys, was introduced. And of course, that introduction has led to all these years later, in my view, in my eyes, you guys becoming some of my best friends and just big supporters of everything I do. And so, Wendy, let me ask you, what initially when you got involved, now you keep yourself in good shape, you got involved in this nutrition company, what intrigued you about that particular nutrition company?
Well, to start with, at that time, my mom had just been diagnosed with cancer, so I started researching what we put in our bodies and in our health. And about that time, that's when Vima came into our lives. And it was just a no-brainer to get involved with that. But that's what started it, my mom having cancer.
Okay. So you were researching and looking. And of course, one of the things that I eventually got someone you know quite well as well, Lex Luger. We'll talk a little bit about him a little bit later. Eventually, because he had some challenges, physical challenges, some medical issues, and introduced him to it a while after I got involved. And of course, it was very beneficial to him. And all these years later, him and I are still drinking a couple ounces of this every day. And the biggest reason he and I are still, I don't call it proponents of it or still tell others about it is because unlike many nutritional companies, this one did, what, David, three, four clinical studies on it?
Yeah, right.
At least, right?
Yes.
If not more. And which is significant because one, they're very costly to do. But secondly, they publish the results of it and it proves whether it works or doesn't work, right?
Right.
And eventually, though, that company would change names and now it's known as Body Pro, right?
Yes.
Okay. And of course, you guys are still, we're all still involved, whether we're just as a consumer of it and or sometimes if nutrition comes up, I'm sure you guys do too, is telling others about it, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know, because that's one of our passions, to help people with their health, you know, to help people be healthier. You know, nowadays it's most people's not
right. Well, in fact, my main man, Robbie, who is in studio always and helping with these podcasts, we were just recently talking prior to you guys coming in today about health in general, especially in the world of viruses and sickness and illness and diseases. We were just talking about the significance of building our immune systems, right? Because that's really what, honestly, at the bottom line, that's the key, right? Wendy, would you say the building of our immune system to fight off these different viruses and things like that?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the foundation. If you have a good immune system that's working the way that God intended it to work, yeah, you're going to fight off things like the virus that has been around this year, yes.
And you bring up a very valid point, the way God intended, right?
Absolutely.
So he created our body. He made our bodies and gave us the ability to fight off these things if we're taking care of our bodies, which you made reference to, David. It's a big if right there, right? Mm-hmm. If we're taking care of our bodies. So that's a key. And well, that's how we first met. And for those of you out there listening, and if you want some more information on this, just go to koloff.info, koloff.info, I-N-F-O. If maybe you've been looking for a quality nutrition product, and again, I emphasize, one that's clinically studied, tested, and proven to work. And so, you know, you can go check that out there. So we meet through this nutrition company. That kind of, in a sense, you might say, parlays us into this long-term friendship and relationship. But I want to transition now to not the nutrition company, but something else that you guys are very involved in. You guys are both out in the marketplace, you know, business owners, right? You got two main businesses. Wendy, you've got Graham Storage down in Kannapolis. You're a woman in business. What's that like, Wendy?
It's challenging sometimes. It's wonderful. I thank God for our business that we can be in business for ourselves and make our own decisions about, you know, who we're going to support and the beliefs we're going to have. And so, I mean, and God is, he brings us people every day to witness to tell about him. And I mean, there are lost and hurting people in the world, Nikita, you know that.
Right.
And he brings us people every day. And it's just a blessing. It's just a blessing that we can sit down with people and tell them about him.
Well, and that's one thing when I walk into your office there, and I know, David, you got currently called Graham 4x4. Is it still called Graham 4x4 currently?
Yes.
But I know you and I have talked and we're praying about perhaps, I don't know if you'll still call it the same, but you were talking about kind of upgrading your car business and maybe bringing maybe even some higher end cars onto the lot, right? You were talking about that.
Yes.
And but when I walk into your office, I mean, there's scriptures on the wall. I mean, it's very evident, you know, you're Christian business owners, you know, both through the car, with the car business, but also with the storage business. David, would you have, you know, Wendy just made reference to people coming in every day, people hurting and broken. And of course, you guys are in a position to not only maybe put them in a car or help them out with the storage, but really as in the marketplace to minister to them out in the marketplace, not in a church setting, but out in the marketplace, out in the world. Well, is there a story that maybe comes to mind, a short story that you could share of maybe someone that came in that you were able to maybe either witness to or speak some life or truth to them?
Yeah. Well, first I'm going to go back to how we met. You know, I think about that a lot of times. You know, we met about 12 years ago. And, you know, 15 years ago, somebody would say, hey, you know Nikita Koloff? I said, oh, yeah, I know Nikita. You know, but I knew of you. I didn't know you.
Mm.
It's like a lot of people with Jesus.
Mm.
We know of him, but do you truly know him? You know,
that's
but when we met and we started building a relationship, that's when I could say, really, I know you.
Yeah.
You know, same as I do with Jesus. But, you know,
it's a good analogy.
But in the marketplace, you know, God blesses us. I'll tell you one time, a long time ago, I'll never forget, a guy asked me how I could be a Christian and a car salesman at the same time. I said, well, how can you be a Christian and judge me? You know, that's because God gives me, he give me a ministry here. This is my business, yeah, I'm blessed to have it, but he gave me a ministry here, a mission field, that if we will just do what he wants us to do and, you know, be intentional about it and ask for, God send us someone.
Right.
We sit there, and he sends people to us every day. Like Wendy was just saying, people's broken nowadays and all. He sends us people every single day to minister to talk to, and to listen to, and, you know, and tell them about him, you know.
You just said a key thing, that God gave us two ears and one mouth.
Right.
There's a tendency, we talk twice as much as we listen, when really it should be reversed, right? We should listen twice as much as we talk. And you just said a key thing. People come in and maybe share their heart. They're looking for a car, but they come in and begin just to pour out their heart to you. And if you're listening well enough, then the Holy Spirit, right? God can just speak to you some truth to speak to them, right? And maybe as you're saying, minister to their heart, right? Yeah. Wendy, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. I know you want to say something, Wendy. Come on.
And it's all about building relationships, Nikita. People come in there, and it could just be as simple as just sitting there for an hour and just listening to what they're going through in their life. And then, I mean, they're seeing the scriptures on the wall, and they know where we stand. But we have a chance to show them how they can change it off, how Jesus being in their life and in their heart can change their
the situation.
Right. And the path they're going on. So it's simple. It's really simple. I had a few days ago, I had a guy tell me the reason he chose our storage facility is because of the way I treated him on the phone. Hmm. Just being nice to him and just listening to his situation. That's why he chose us. So it's just simple things.
Wow. Now that's good. And then you mentioned how God has blessed your businesses, and I know that he has. I know he will continue to do that. Now, let me ask you a question here. Okay, so husband and wife working together. So I know you might, let's see if you have, you might, for our listeners out there, a perspective. I want to hear from both of you. Give each of you a minute to just give your perspective on what it's like to work together. David, I'll let you go first. What's it like to work together?
So absolutely amazing.
Okay.
You know, because I've had people ask me before, how in the world do you spend that much time with your wife? I said, I can't imagine not. You know, I love being with her 24 hours a day, working together, living together, working out together. And you know, that's what I love. You know, God blessed me with her to be the man of the family. And, you know, and I just, that's what I desire.
Yeah. And we know, you know, not all spouses can do that or have that same perspective. Wendy, do you have a little bit different perspective that you'd like to share?
Nikita, it is great. It's a blessing to be able to work together. David is a wonderful, brilliant businessman, okay? But in the heart of him, he's just an old Christian redneck. And sometimes I have to bring him down. I have to bring
humble
him down.
Him a little
yes.
Bit.
Yes. And but we do work well together. I think that's why God has us in there together like that because we complement each other. We're a lot different in our ways of thinking about how we should run a business, but the foundation way and the main important parts, we think a lot alike.
Well, and so both you have your feet, you're standing on the rock, Jesus. So you have
exactly.
that as a foundation.
Absolutely.
So even though you might have some differences of thought on how, like you said, how to run or conduct business or whatever, at the end of the day, it works because you can always go back and lean on Jesus at the end of the day, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
And you know, she has one time before, I'll never forget, she said, the Holy Spirit's convicting you through me right now.
Well, for the record, it's been my experience that the Holy Spirit does work through women a lot more than men. In fact, I feel like God's put women in our lives.
Thank you, Nikita. Yes.
Yeah. It's like, I'm like, man, I feel like the Holy Spirit is like directly speaking to me right now through this woman, you know? So I can understand that. I can see that. We so appreciate our listeners. If you will support this program with a financial gift of any amount, I will send you a personalized copy of my latest book, Nikita, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to koloff.net. That's koloff.net, koloff.net, and make your contribution today.
Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare here for Crescent Automotive. If buying a car is a nightmare for you, my friends, Brian and Jamie Johnson at Crescent Automotive make it simple to find your pre-owned dream car with no hassle, affordable windshield pricing. No matter where you live, they will get your American dream car to you, baby. DriveCrescent.com is all you need to know. Their whole inventory is right there with the right price. Everybody drives a Crescent. You should too. DriveCrescent.com.
Well, on that note, let me just ask you this. Wendy, I'm going to ask you in just a moment. I'm going to go to David first, and then but come back to you and get your thoughts on something else. So over the years, David, as we've gotten to know each other, you know, we've been engaged and involved in different types of ministries. And in fact, I did an interim. I was an interim pastor for a brief time at your church. And but you've attended, others have... They hear me talk about Man Camp or how Lex and I facilitate this thing called Man Camp but you attended a Man Camp, and I just want to just briefly get maybe your thoughts on how Man Camp personally impacted your life in attending Man Camp. What was maybe a takeaway or something for you in attending Man Camp?
Well, you know, any time that you truly get away from everything. The media and the hustle and bustle and all that stuff, and spend 5 days alone with God, it's life changing. If you really truly want to do that,
yeah,
you know, because I've seen people go on with the Man Camp or whatever, and not give in 100% of what the Lord wants to do,
yeah,
and leave miserable. But on the average, most, you know, for me, when I spent 5 days alone with Him and just listened to Him speak to me, He spoke to me in ways that He hadn't in a long time. You know, and just with you and Lex, just y'all just leading that in the right ways and everything, like God's giving you directions to do and all. It's just, it's an amazing camp. And I recommend everybody to go on it. Every man needs to.
Yeah. Cause you can, and cause many men, a lot of men won't set a few days aside and dedicate those days back to the Lord. Right. But like you said, there's no downside to that. Right. If you go ahead.
Well, there's no downside to it whatsoever. And everybody's got their time if they want to. You know, you can spend 7 days on vacation. You know, you're better spend 5 days alone with God. You know, one created everything.
Right. I like to say this. You can go hunt Bambi for a week, but you can't find a few days to go dedicate it back to the Lord. Oh, I can't get off of business, you know, my job. I'm like, oh, but you can go on holiday for a week, or you can go hunt Bambi for a week or deep sea fishing, but you can't go spend a few days with God? I mean, really?
Yeah, and I like to see just most men, you know, really, and I wasn't either. I wasn't raised the way God wanted me to be as a man of the house, a husband, and all.
Yeah.
And just, you know, when you reach out there and you ask God, you know, lead me and guide me, give me wisdom, and He will.
Yeah.
You know, and it changes lives. I know it does. It was just amazing for me. And, you know, I love coming back and helping with it.
Well, and I'm going to ask you about that in just a moment, but I'm going to go over to Wendy. Here's the question for you. David goes to attends Man Camp. He comes back home. What would you say, or what changes did you, if any, I just want to be real here, right? Did you see upon David's return from camp, one, when he attended it, and he alluded to, he comes back now and serves. I'm going to ask about that, but any specific things you maybe noticed different on his return?
Absolutely, Nikita. I don't like for him to be gone any. And when he's gone that week, you know, it's harder. But I tell you what, I wish he could go more often, because I do see a change in him.
Okay.
I see a change in his passion for God's word, his just whole demeanor, his whole just serving in the church, just everything, really. I totally see a change. Even when he has gone and just served and helped you out at other man camps, I see a change in him after he comes home. Absolutely, yes.
So what would you say to the women? Because there are women, believe it or not, that listen to the Man Up podcast. There are actually women that listen. It's not just men. But what would you say to the women listening out there? Maybe they have a husband, a boyfriend, a son, you know, a dad, right?
Yeah.
But what would you just say? What would you say to the women listening right now in reference to Man Camp?
I would say encourage your husband, your son, your brother, whoever, your dad. I would encourage them to go, because when he comes back home, I mean, what he's went through that week and what God has shown him and what God's done in his heart during that week, it's only going to make them a better husband, a better daddy, a better brother, son. I mean, it only does that. That's okay. Why, I mean, I would definitely encourage that.
And I like to say, I appeal to the women. I say, hey, if you give them your blessing, they're more apt to want to go than fighting
Absolutely.
The fact that you're going to be gone for how many days, you know? So
Absolutely.
David, let me ask you just briefly. So you go to camp, but as we've taught, you come back now, you volunteer, you serve on staff. Tell our listeners, just take 60 seconds and tell them why you do that.
Well, I do that just to, hopefully just be a part of what God's doing, just being available. I remember way back when he told me, Dave, if you just be obedient to me, I'll do things that you can't even imagine. Mm. And I just love coming back to help, help serve in whatever area you need me to. And just to see men's lives changed.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of men's lives changed through these events and all. And just it's a blessing to my heart to be able to see that.
Well, and it's a blessing to Lex and I to have yourself and others come back and volunteer and serve as well, and speaks a lot for your character. And for those listening, if you want more information on the camp, just go to mancamp.info, I-N-F-O, mancamp.info. We got a few minutes left here, and I want to transition now and just, you guys have been over the years, I mean, major supporters of Koloff for Christ Ministries in many ways. I mean, financial supporters, you just believe in what we're doing. You're part of a prayer team. I have a prayer team, 11 couples, in fact, 11 couples from Michigan, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Missouri, that God has brought together as part of a prayer team that prays for me every day. And of course, I send messages out on how to pray from time to time. And I will say for the record that your prayers and the whole entire prayer team just absolutely means the world to me. I mean, I know it makes a difference in what I do, whether it's just traveling mercies or, the man up conferences that I do on Saturdays and different things. But Wendy, let me ask you in regards to prayer, right? How important to you, is your own prayer life? We just take a minute and tell our listeners how important prayer is to you.
I don't think I could get through this life without it. Seriously. Because I totally believe in prayer. I know God hears me. He sees me. He wants me to come to him about everything going on in my life, big or small. And that comforts me. I know he's going to answer those prayers. I don't know what his timing is. I know it's perfect. And it's everything to me. It's becoming more and more a part of my life every single day. He's just drawing me to him more and more every day in prayer and his word. And I'm definitely dependent on him and prayer, yes. Absolutely.
Well, and as I said, it means the world to me. David, take a minute and prayer. What's it mean to you?
Well, like Wendy just said, going to God on everything, small or big, whatever. And what most people think in their mind, I don't want to bother God with this little thing, But to me, that's how I get to know Him more. Spending time with Him, talking to Him.
Right.
I talk to Him throughout the day. And I feel like that's how I'm drawing closer to Him. He wants to hear from us. Like my son, he wants to come to me about whatever. I want to listen. I want to be a part of it. I feel the same way with God. I'm his child. And I'm going to go to him about everything, whether it's big, small, or whatever. And, prayer to me is, like Wendy was saying, is just what gets you through life.
It is interesting, right? I've had some of those similar conversations. Oh, I just don't want to bother God. I'm like, No, I'm pretty sure he's okay if you bother him. In fact, I'm almost convinced he wants you to bother him.
That's right.
Right? And recently I heard, I don't know who gets credit for this, they said, spend 15 minutes a day reading the word, spend 15 minutes a day listening to God, right? Two ears, one mouth, 15 minutes a day listening to God, 15 minutes a day talking to God, and 15 minutes a day talking to others about God. You do that, pretty simple formula. You do that simple formula, there's a pretty good chance, one, you're not going to backslide, and two, you're going to continue to grow and mature in your walk with Jesus. And I just want to mention real quick to our listeners out there, you know, we are advertiser, you know, supported as a show, as a podcast, but also listener supported. And if God puts that upon your heart, I would encourage you, if you're interested in donating to Koloff for Christ Ministries, I'm going to tell you to go to koloff.net, 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 and just consider, prayerfully consider becoming supporters as well. And as you've just heard, you may not be a part of the prayer team, but if God puts it upon your heart to pray for Koloff for Christ Ministries, myself, Lex Luger, our man camps, and the things we discussed today, Wendy and David as business owners, we just covered all prayers out there as well. Let me ask you guys, we're just about out of time, but we talked about Graham Storage. We've talked about Graham 4x4, the car sales down in Kannapolis. Do you guys have websites? Or David, how could somebody find out more about your car business?
Yeah, they can just go to grahams4x4.com.
Okay.
Or grahamstorage.com. It's both of them on there.
Okay. And Graham 4x4, is it like the number 4?
Yes, what, yeah. So Graham 4x4.
Graham, the number 4, the letter X, the number 4.com.
Yes.
And then Wendy's, your storage business?
Is grahamstorage.com. But I ask people when they come in to rent a unit, how did you find us? And most people say they Googled storage near me or storage in Kannapolis. And we're the first or second or third
okay.
name. So
awesome.
That's all you have to do.
Awesome. Well, man, it's so great to have you guys in studio on the show today, man. What a blessing. So thank you so much. Hey, and thank you for tuning in. It's Time to Man Up with Nikita Koloff. And let me just conclude by saying this. Man, these guys shared an incredible story today. If you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, today would be the day, honestly, to make that decision, that today could be your day of salvation. So make that decision today. God bless you. See you next time on It's Time to Man Up. Men, I would like to challenge each of you to consider spending 5 days with Lex Luger and I at Man Camp, pursuing the heart of God. Ladies, if you're listening, we'll send your men home better equipped to be men of God, godly husbands, and godly fathers. If that appeals to you, give them your blessing and encourage them to sign up today at mancamp.info. Pastors, if you would like to bring Koloff for Christ Ministries and Man Up Conference to your community, go to koloff.org and email me. Remember this, it's time to man up.
All feet agree, Clemens Carpet is where you need to be. With carpet, vinyl, tile, and hardwood from the top brands, Clemens Carpet does it right from beginning to install. Voted number one by you in the Reader's Choice Awards. Doug, Chad, Benny, Pee-wee, and the team at Clemens Carpet look forward to seeing and serving you soon.
This is Nikita Koloff, and I want to thank Clemens Carpet for supporting my new show, Man Up, Saturday afternoon at 12:30 on the Truth Network. Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
This is the Truth Network.